For our call to worship, I just wanted to take a couple of minutes and just for us to think about the 20th anniversary of 9/11, September 11th. As I said in Sunday school morning, I appreciate Brother Mike putting all the flags out, coming up on the road and around the building, and I appreciate that. It keeps us in mind to appreciate our country, of what that flag means. That flag is a symbol of freedom and liberty. And there are some in the world that don't like that, that to want to attack those things. And we took some time in school this week to talk about that with the young people. As I said in Sunday school, our oldest student in school was born in 2003. So they were not even alive during the events of 9/11 20 years ago. But we truly, many of us, remember that day. We remember the events of that day, what happened, and the reasons why. And many have said, too, that they remember the events of 9/12, of just Americans coming together, uniting under the symbol of we are all Americans, and we'd love to see a spirit like that return to our country. How quickly we, you know, people would say, we'll never forget, and we'll always remember our police officers and firefighters, and we will always remember that we're Americans. And here we are 15, 20 years later, how quickly we forgot a few of those things. But I just wanted to read a few of the statistics that many of you know as we contemplate this morning and appreciate what they gave and just what the Lord did in the aftermath of the war on terror and things and all of our military men and women. But there was a total of 2,996 people that were killed in the attacks, including the 19 terrorists that hijacked four airplanes. And I know many of you remember the story of Todd Beamer. I don't know if that was going on social media. People were posting the whole transcript of what he had said with the 911 call. Very, very moving to read that. I encourage you to find that and read that. He's the guy that said the infamous, hey, let's roll. And they went there and took those guys down and it crashed and killed everybody in Pennsylvania. But at least it didn't go to the White House or the state capitol or the Capitol building, which is what they believed they were headed for. So almost 3,000 people, citizens of 78 countries, died in the three areas of New York, Washington, at the Pentagon, and at the field in Pennsylvania. At the World Trade Center, 2,763 people died after the plane slammed into the towers. That includes 343 firefighters and paramedics, 23 police officers, 37 Port Authority officers that were helping to evacuate and save some of the workers that were trapped there. There's many documentaries and videos that share stories of many of these brave Americans, and it's quite moving to read those things. At the Pentagon, 189 people were killed, including 64 on that American Airlines Flight 77 that struck the building. And in Flight 93 in Pennsylvania, Shanksville, 44 people died when the plane crash landed. It's good to take time to remember that. I encourage you, if you have children or grandchildren that don't even know why, what it's for. I had students in school that have no idea why that happened. One of them asked, why did they do that? Why would they do that? It's a good opportunity to talk about freedom, the liberty that we've fought for in this country since the beginning. In 1776 is the whole reason the Revolutionary War started, was to fight for freedom and liberty. And then to see even today the sad things that we face to retain freedom and liberty. And we pray that God would help us not to forget the price that has been paid and not to forget that there are people that hate freedom. There are people that hate liberty because true liberty and freedom comes from God at its source. And people have a great disdain for that. But God, give us continued freedom and liberty here in this country as we continue to serve Him.